When Lucho got the idea to organize an anti-racist soccer tournament in Montreal, he knew there'd be a whole crew of activists who would want to take part, but that wasn't the point.
We don't want to organize a tournament just for activists because it's useless, because people are already politicized. We want that people come. Of course, we don't want fascists here because they are already politicized. But common people who come here, we want this kind of people because we try to show them that FIFA is not the only possibility to have fun.
Lucho works with the Immigrant Worker Center, an organization with the mission of defending the rights of immigrants in their workplace. He's Italian, and the anti-racist tournament was inspired by a smattering of anti-racist and anti-fascist sports leagues across Europe, several of them with Italian roots. The Football Against Racism in Europe, or FAIR network, is probably the largest and most well-known. It's even endorsed by FIFA.
There are some anti-racist tournament in Italy with FIFA as a sponsor, but our model is another kind of tournament organized by grassroots movement in Italy. For example, the Mediterranean anti-racist tournament is organized by autonomists, anarchists, communists, and all grassroots movement in Italy. So,
and not endorsed by FIFA?
No, absolutely. FIFA is not our model, but I understand that because FIFA tries to have an anti-racist image, but for me it's like an aesthetical image, it's a depoliticized image.
The Montreal tournament was organized for the Friday evening and Saturday afternoon just before the FIFA World Cup final. The two events weren't unrelated. Here's Manuel Salamanca, one tournament participant who's originally from Bolivia.
Y ahora cuando tú entras, por ejemplo, a las redes sociales, puedes ver la exacerbación de las diferencias raciales provocadas por este afán de competencia que promueve la.
When you go on social media, you can see the racial divisions that FIFA is promoting. What we're trying to do here is to send a message that it's possible to play soccer in a different way. That winning doesn't mean that you're defending a particular nationality, that you want the Argentines to lose because Argentines are supposedly arrogant, that Bolivians want Argentines to lose because there's racism in Argentina, and you see Bolivian racism against Argentines jump to the surface. All these differences are exacerbated by the competitiveness encouraged by the capitalist market.
That's not to say that he doesn't watch, though.
Yo soy muy, muy apasionado. Mira, por ejemplo,
I'm really passionate about it. For example, look, I'm following and supporting Argentina because I live in Argentina. I like soccer because it reminds me of these things, of my friends. My friends and I talk about it. They're happy that I'm supporting Argentina. Friendships are made and strengthened. That's what soccer is really about.
Eso es la lógica, creo, del fútbol.
Most of the tournament's participants probably watched the World Cup, despite the fact that the tournament itself was organized, at least in part, in protest of everything that FIFA stands for.
FIFA tried to transform us in just in customers, so now we don't play anymore soccer. We just see soccer in TV. We buy the match for seeing that. And we try to show people that we can we can still have fun without important big event, and especially we try to show people that we can auto-organize such events to have fun.
Before each game, an organizer made a short speech explaining how the game would work and how it was different from any other non-anti-racist tournament.
Mais qu'est-ce que j'ai? Qu'est-ce qu'on a envie juste de répéter avant ce match-là? C'est les principes du tournoi. Donc, football antiraciste, ça explique déjà assez bien c'est quoi les principes de base et la lutte qu'on veut conduire, qu'on veut mener avec ce tournoi. Donc, sensibiliser sur l'antiracisme. Évidemment, les bases sont aussi l'antifascisme, l'antisexisme et l'anticapitalisme. Donc, et puis. Un mot de solidarité pour la Palestine, on a fait un petit drapeau là-bas, donc juste terminer peut-être avec Free Palestine, après on va applaudir. Une dernière chose, les règles du match, les règles sont autogérées, donc il faut qu'ils
There are no referees, the organizer says. Conflicts will be resolved between the players based on the principles of, quote, fair play. Observers will be watching the match and will step in as a last resort if necessary.
Donc, bon match et juste un applaudissement pour la Palestine.
Lucho knows that not everyone who participated in the tournament came because it was anti-racist, and some participants might not have even really thought about what it meant. Early on in the tournament, he said, he heard some people making, quote, machist comments. Again, here's Lucho.
There are some activists who participate to this tournament, so they want that this tournament is political, but there are also many people who came here just for playing, and at the beginning was a little bit difficult because we heard some machist comment, for example, but we try to talk with the people, and then sometimes they say, oh, sorry, I didn't think about that, it's okay. So for us it's important.
But the point is to expose people to the ideas of anti-racism and anti-oppression, he added. What really mattered was that they be open to the ideas. There was supposed to be an anti-racist workshop in the middle of Saturday's lineup of games, but they got going late that day, and people were just more interested in playing ball, Lucho said. On Saturday night, at a local anarchist space, they did organize a documentary screening on the World Cup in Brazil and a communal dinner, both of which were supposed to be more overtly political than the tournament itself.
But for me, but I think for all of the organizers, even if just one people of not politicized men or girls come this night, for us it's a victory. So I hope that there will be many people who come tonight, even if the event is more political. But just for one people, it's okay.
For CKUT News, I'm Carla Green.